KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Two men arrested Monday by Immigration and Customs Enforcement at a downtown Brainerd restaurant appeared in federal court Thursday. Francisco Javier Montoya Barboza, a 35-year-old Mexican national, was arraigned on a single charge of improper entry of an alien. A first offense is a misdemeanor punishable by a fine up to 6 months in prison or both. Jose Barajas Farias, a 52-year-old Mexican national, was arraigned on a single charge of reentry of a removed alien, which is punishable as a felony with a maximum sentence of 2 years in prison. Both pleaded not guilty to their charges. Two other men arrested for, quote, unlawful presence in the United States as part of the same operation at El Potro Mexican restaurant are being held pending removal proceedings, according to an ICE spokesperson. KAXE confirmed these two men are being held in the Crow Wing County Jail through its federal detainee contract. The Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office assisted with the operation. A request for comment from Sheriff Eric Klang was not returned Friday. An ICE spokesperson reported it was executing two judicial arrest warrants for the improper entry crimes when ICE entered El Potro. Court documents confirm these warrants were issued in mid-January, and Montoya Barboza and Barajas Farias are being held in the Douglas County Jail in Superior, Wisconsin. ICE's emailed statement from a spokesperson contained several factual errors. Most notably, it listed the incorrect criminal backgrounds, appearing to have transposed them between Barajas Farias and Montoya Barboza, according to Minnesota state court records. Barajas Farias was convicted of gross misdemeanor driving while intoxicated in 2002. Montoya Barboza was convicted of a misdemeanor for liquor consumption by a person under 21 in 2010. ICE did not report any other criminal convictions for any of the four men arrested. Governor Tim Walz issued an executive order this week to implement weapon screening at the Minnesota State Capitol before the start of the next session. The Minnesota Reformer reports the order comes after a DFL-led legislative committee on Capitol security included weapon screening in its recommendations. The executive order does not specify whether people with permits to carry a gun will still be allowed to do so. Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bob Jacobson indicated that permit holders will be allowed to carry their firearms, which the Reformer reports was an important concession to Republicans. The Advisory Committee on Capitol Area Security has met monthly since the June assassinations of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. The legislative session begins February 17th, and the Department of Public Safety is the responsible entity for implementing weapons screening procedures. The Minnesota State Capitol is one of the most open in the nation, drawing thousands of visitors each year. Tuesday is caucus night. Across the state, organizers will gather for the first steps of the political party cycle. It's something that you can be a part of, too. Megan Buffington has more.
Park Rapids Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce President Derek Rickey says caucuses are a forgotten component of government.
And it's important for voices to be heard and to be heard early in the process. To share some of the challenges that we may be facing and be able to have some discussions around them. And then have your voice heard in terms of candidate selection.
Rickey shared his perspective at a Wednesday webinar hosted by the Park Rapids chapter of the League of Women Voters. He summarized well what happens on caucus night and why it matters. Precinct caucuses are a neighborhood gathering, the smallest unit of a political party. Issues, candidates, and organizers work their way up the chain from there to the state or national party conventions. Here's Carolyn White, president of the Park Rapids League of Women Voters.
And it's a good reminder of how powerful a voice is at this level.
The DFL and Minnesota Republican Party run their own precinct caucuses, but Minnesota doesn't have political party registration. So to attend a caucus, both parties just ask that you're not involved in the other and you support the principles of the party. Which caucus you attend is determined by the precinct you live in. The Secretary of State's office has a precinct finder online, or you can call your local party to find out where to go. We have more details on our website, kaxe.org. Doors open for most precinct caucuses at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, with the meeting starting at 7. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.